part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
From broadcast to baptism, that's our one goal, our one mission, our aim right here, to produce content media that changes lives. At this point in time, as we go into our fundamental belief feature, Adventists believe that the actions and words sum up our behavior, and these can be best witness there is to the love of God, to the love of Jesus Christ. When people want to see the love of God, they look at what you do, not necessarily your life. By claiming Jesus as our Savior from sin, we put away the self-focused behavior of the world and replace it with the humble Christian behavior that glorifies Him. And so in this study, we are going to be finding out how you and I, my dear friends, how we can be more like Christ on the inside, because that's where everything else that comes to the outside comes from, right? Our actions, our thoughts are derived from what is on the inside. And so our brother, our elder, Elder Mashawaya, will be joining us as we discuss. Good afternoon to you, my elder, and welcome to the Maranatha Drive.
Good afternoon. Thank you. And good afternoon, viewers, listeners.
Thank you so much, Mdala. Compliments to you and your family.
Thank you, and Happy New Year too.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Elder Mwachibaya, as we go into today's study, we're talking here this idea of being Christ-like. It poses a big challenge, and right from the get-go, let's clear this out so that when we now go on deeper, either today's study where we look at being Christ-like on the inside, or tomorrow being Christ-like on the outside, it makes sense. Christ is God. That's what the scripture says, at least. How then can we be like Him? Is it possible to be like Him?
Yes, it is possible to be like Him. We are not being Christ, but we are being like Christ.
Ah, okay.
How does that come? By learning things of Christ, doing things that Christ tells us to do, then we are feeding on Him. As in, we are studying His word, we are following what He tells us to do, then we become like Him. What made Him become the way He was? We realize that Christ, when He came on earth, He was also human.
Okay.
Because if you look at His experiences on earth, He could get hungry the way we do get hungry. Mm-hmm. He could get discouraged the way we get discouraged. But what made Him strong was that, for example, before He started His day, He would go into the mountains to pray. And so if we emulate that, then we can become like Him.
Okay. We can then become like Him. Dada, talk to us about character. They say that's the only thing we are going to be taking to heaven, our characters. Can we be like Christ in our character and household?
Yes, we can be like Christ in our characters. This is so by, like I mentioned earlier, this becomes so because character is developed, something that you develop.
Okay.
So it is not easy to develop a character. You begin bit by bit. So it is like an exercise. The one who wants to work on his health, maybe they would go into the gym every day. It's not a simple thing. Equally, when we talk about character, this character, it begins with what we are doing every day. So somebody says, when you have done something continuously, a particular thing continuously, like for 21 days, then it becomes part of you.
Yes.
You do not need to think to do that particular thing. It just becomes automatic that you are finding yourself doing that particular thing because it has become part of you. That is what you've been doing. So equally, in the character of Christ, how do we get the character of Christ? Number one, I talked about Christ praying. We need to be praying daily. So the more we pray, then we are seeking for power from heaven. from God to empower us on our own. Like Paul says in the scriptures, he says, I can do all things only through Christ who strengthens me. Yes. Yes. And so, apart from praying, we need to study the word of God. We are in a battle where the devil is present. He wants to win many of God's children to his side. It began with Christ. Remember when he just came on earth and then he was taken to the wilderness after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights? Mm-hmm. When the devil presents a situation to Christ, he says, okay, if you are the Son of Man, can you turn these stones into bread? The response for Christ, we can learn something from there. He says, man shall not live by bread alone. And so Christ was not speaking from without. He was quoting from the scriptures in the Old Testament. Why did he quote the scriptures? Mm-hmm. Because from the scriptures, we are able to get strength. And so Christ fed on God's word daily. Equally as Christians, we need to feed on God's word for us to be able to get the thoughts that are coming from God. Mm. We only learn about God only when we study his word. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And when you also check with the same scriptures, adding to that character matter, they speak to this very important subject. I think Philippians chapter 2 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. How can we have the mind of Jesus?
How can we have the mind of Jesus? I'll add by another scripture, which will help us to have the mind of Jesus. When we look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, this verse tells us that whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, just, pure, holy, good report, virtuous, praiseworthy, we need to think and meditate on these things. So how do we get the character of Jesus? How do we get to be like Jesus? How do we get to have the mind of Jesus? It is by doing the things that Christ tells us. In this case, there are so many things that can discourage us, so many things that will take us away from God. So we need to, Christian behavior is we are emulating what Christ did. And so we are trying to follow in his footsteps. Only we can do that by going to the scriptures. We contemplate on things that are perfect. Things that easily discourage us, we forget about them. We focus on the positive.
We focus on the positive. What a way to put it through. Darami, thank you so much for the lesson today. On my side, I think I'm done. I don't know if you have any last words, any closing remarks you'd want to share with the listeners.
Okay, just the emphasis is on we cannot live a Christian life on our own. In fact, it's a Christian life. So Christian means Christ-like, meaning we are to emulate Christ in all the things that he did. And this we cannot do on our own. The first thing that we need to do is to pray. Seek God every day as we begin our day. Apart from that, it's just like a child grows. Equally, we need to grow as Christians. What will make us grow is feeding on the word of God. When we feed on the word of God, that is where we'll get instructions on how to live. That is where we get instructions on how to be kind to others, how to do things for others, not to take ourselves more important than others. And everything else that Christ did, we are going to emulate. Thank you.
Amen. We are going to do that exactly. Thank you, Pastor. Until we chat again, Dalawami, may God bless you.
Thank you so much. And it's been a pleasure. God bless the listeners as well.
Amen. Amen. That is Elder Mochubaya. They're taking us through Christian behavior. That is the fundamental belief that we're currently going through. We wrap up there, I was just looking at the website, giving some practical pointers on what we can do to have the character of Christ, to have the mind of Christ, caring for the sick. Like, if you want to be act like Jesus did in today's world, it could look like any of these examples. They say caring for the sick, you know, cooking a good meal for a neighbor, a new neighbor, right? You're having lunch with a homeless person. Imagine that. Imagine that you just buy some good food and you sit with somebody who you know doesn't have a home and you have that with them. You donate food and clothing to people in need. You know, wherever there is a disaster, you are there providing for them, visiting people in prison. You are mowing your elderly neighbor's lawn for free, for free. You're not spreading or participating in gossip. When they start gossip, you are the one who dissipates it. They are not the listening participant. No. You are saying, guys, not me, not here, not in my presence. You're right. Being kind to someone who has been unkind to you. Not having this spirit, you cut me, I cut you. You do this to me, I do double. No, that's not Christian. That's not Christian. Listen to this. To have the mind of Christ, you have to occupy your mind with, like what the elder was saying, Philippians chapter 4, 8. Think on these things. Call a loved one. You know, when you start thinking like I'm going to be wandering into the into forbidden territory, how about you call a loved one? Start texting something Christian and encouraging somebody. Listen when someone is talking to you. Like, really listen. How many times do we say, how are you? But you don't pause long enough. In fact, I know people who, when they say, how are you? They say, I'm fine. They ask you, how are you? Before you answer, they're already saying, I'm fine. In other words, this is not about conversation. This is not trying to find out how you are. It's just a way to say, I can't pass you without finishing my sentence. So it's important. Try to put yourself in another's shoes. You know, have not just sympathy, but empathy. And volunteer, you know, when they say the church group is going for a soup kitchen, for a community project, how about you found there? How about you found there?
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.